Whether it's red or whether it's blue, voiceover ads for politicians. Today on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears. Tweet a Stewart on Twitter, TWWTERSTEWART. Had an overview of political ads yesterday, and we're diving in a little bit more deeply today and over the next several days on the show. All styles, and I mentioned those four main styles yesterday, didn't I? Usually have a script that is clean, clear and sharp. One which has a point of view to catch the attention and emotion of its target audience. And common rhetorical devices are going to be used. Now, we've spoken about rhetorical devices several times in the last couple of 3 months, haven't we? For example, comparative balances. So there may be a phrase like the wealthy profited and we paid. Yeah, you can see how you're highlighting wealthy profits and we paid. So you've got two balances, the wealthy and we or us, and profits and paid. So also you've got a bit of alliteration going on there as well with the two W's, wealthy and we, and profited and paid. You've got quite a lot actually going on just in those six words. Here's another one. While they only care about their family, we care about yours. Yeah? While they, over there, we over here. Then we've got the two words which are the same. Care and care. They care about that. We care about something else. And then the kind of sting in the tail, they only care about their family. We care about yours. So you don't need to repeat the word family in that particular context. That would almost sound a little bit odd. It actually works better not having that repetition, but using the alternate word instead of just yours. While they only care about their family, we care about yours. And going down there at the end of the sentence as far as tone goes. Okay, here's another one. Keep your tax dollars in Delaware. Not in DC. We don't have too much comparison there. It's not keep your tax dollars in Delaware, don't keep your tax dollars in DC. We don't need that, but that's the intimation. But we do have the Delaware and DC, which kind of balance each other there. So those are the comparative balances. Also, there's alliteration or rhyme. Let's give you a few ideas of those. Problem solver, job creator. Okay, not alliteration there, but certainly a rhyme, solver, creator. Honesty and integrity. It's also got rhyme there. We spoke a few moments ago, didn't we, about alliteration, the profits and the paid and so on. And also groups of three. It's the backbone of our community, our state and our economy. Irresponsible, reckless, corrupt. Our future depends on jobs, and more jobs. So, what you need to do is look out for those rhetorical devices and don't just rattle them off. They've been put there for a reason, so you need to be able to highlight those key words and phrases when they appear in a script of a political ad. So there, we've mainly looked at key phrases, but individual key words crop up regularly as well. Business, jobs, truth, and other references to money and accountability, and you'll need to draw attention to those as well. Your director will tell you how much attention they want you to draw to those individual words, but it's up to you to see them in the first place. Tomorrow, we'll continue with this theme, talking about lead-ins and payoffs in political ads as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Vote for me.